Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jen Buchanan and the Morning Zoo, 98.5 KLUC.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the 7th annual Jen Buchanan and the Morning Zoo Mr. Dadbod 2017 contest, which, by the way, we're going to simulcast with Fox 5. Peter is stealing our contestants. I was actually going to say, just do it in here next to the microphone. Why are we closing the door?
I don't know.
I don't know what's happening. Here's what's happening. Right now, it's chaos in our studio.
Kind of like it that way.
Yeah, we do like it that way. But what's happening is the people who I want to have, like, set, like poor Spence, is running around trying to set this up. And we have two producers who are looking at each other going, what should we do?
And so I was just enjoying my smoothie out in the green room, actually. I don't know what happened.
We can have the door open. It's okay, because it's TV and it's radio all at the same time. I got to be honest, if he's got a problem with us being on the air, he needs to go to somebody else's studio. So we've got our Mr. Dadbod 2017 contestants. Where did he run off to? Where did Peter go to now?
He's out in the hallway right now.
He's down the hall.
All right, contestant number one, step up. What's your name, sir?
Andrew Higgins.
Andrew, hang on a second. We don't have a mic for Andrew. Let me work on that real quick. Boy, this is a really great radio.
We're so ready.
All right, I'm sorry. What was your name again?
What's going on? Andrew.
Yeah, that's it. That's Andrew. All right. And contestant number two is?
Jesse the show filler.
That's the famous Jesse the show filler. See, now for the people who are watching on Fox 5 right now, too, this gentleman is what we call a super P1. He listens to the show every day. He participates in a lot of stuff. And today, he's going to show that he's got the best dad bod in the Vegas Valley.
He already has the best t-shirt I've seen all day long. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. He's got his who is that on there?
That's He-Man.
That's He-Man. And it says, sup, ladies.
Sup.
On his tank top.
Okay, because there's bragging rights to this, but what else can they win? Kayla, what are you showing everybody?
All right, we have gift cards to Bubby's University, as well as Flaming Fajitas, and then we have little trophies for first, second, and third place, and gift cards to Chick-fil-A.
Isn't this just so like the TV guy to come in and think, well, they're TV, so they're going to take over our
yeah,
show.
Yeah, exactly.
Kayla, tell them what the prizes are. And Spence, why don't you tell them what the content was?
I'm no dancing monkey TV boy.
No, we're going to have these gentlemen right here, these four gentlemen, and we'll meet the other two in just a second. But we're going to have them engaging in shirtless jumping jacks, shirtless hula hoop,
ooh,
and shirtless belly bongo, because what better way to evaluate who could be Mr. Dadbod 2017 than by doing it shirtless?
Yeah.
Because you can't tell right now.
I think they're all winners right now. I mean, you're going to pick one granddaddy winner, but they're all winners. They showed up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The fact that they're even here and competing for delicious food from Juan's Flaming Fajitas and Bubby's University and Chick-fil-A, just to keep your dadbod in dadbod shape.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
It's all good. But no, these guys, honestly, shirts on, they look great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah.
You know what? And shirts off, they'll look even better.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
See, 80% of women love the dad bod.
So he's going to go back.
Talk about the dad bod.
Oh, look, he just took over our show again.
Well, I do love the dad bod. I got a simulcast here with radio. I do love the dad bod. I've loved the dad bod for years.
Brain
and
is
I'm
about to explode.
Really, really happy that, I know it really is, though. I'm really, really happy that it's actually coming to light now, and a lot of other girls that are just like me can now embrace the true man that they want.
Yeah, breaking stereotypes and handing out.
Look at him, and he runs off to go do his. Doesn't care about the radio part at all. Doesn't care about that we're doing a show in here as well. He's just off doing his own thing on TV. Oh, is it okay? Can we do our show now? Is that all right now, Peter? Is that okay? Is that okay? Are they still talking to you on TV? Oh, no, you're good? I don't know if you can hear in your IFB. What's happening right now?
Yeah, we're good.
You're good?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Isn't that
funny, though, how the TV guys go, oh, yeah, well, this is TV, so we take priority.
Yeah.
This is picture. We're the radio guys. The radio guys are like, no, we're going to talk into both mics. We'll do that. TV guy just runs off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We couldn't hear you at all, Peter, because you're running it.
I'm teasing.
Okay, so we've got Andrew Oh, we've got Jesse, contestant number three for Mr. Dad Bod 2017.
We got Mr. Tim right here.
Mr. Tim.
And then I'm guessing your name is Michael.
You got that?
Says it on his shirt. I like it. I like it, brother. Are you supposed to be working right now? Do they know that you're not working?
No, we don't. Yeah, Michael doesn't work for
her. Maybe his name's Michael. Maybe it's not. By the way, back to the Spence's challenge deal. In the official rules, it states that if the call drops in the middle of the contest, we treat it basically like they would treat a rainout in baseball.
Right.
So we're just going to call no game.
Yep.
Everything stays the same. The jackpot stays the same.
Okay.
Everything stays the same, and we'll try again on Monday.
Sounds good.
All right.
Excellent. Yes, I can't tell you how happy I am about
Excellent.
That.
Excellent. So, here's what we need to do. Here's what we need to do first. We need to get our gentleman shirtless, and then I know that sounds odd, doesn't it?
You got to do it like a race, though, right, ladies and gentlemen, or gentlemen, remove your shirts, right?
Yeah. So we'll do that in just a moment, and then we will begin the first competition in our Mr. Dad Bod 2017 contest on 98.5 KLUC.
All right.
Turn it on in the morning. Jeff Buchanan and the Morning Zoo, 98.5 KLUC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the seventh annual. Second time we've ever done it. Seventh annual Mr. Dad Bod 2017 contest. Woo! Yes, a sellout crowd. A sellout crowd here to witness the festivities. Spence, does that mic work? I just wanted to make sure.
No.
I don't think so. How about now?
Is it working now?
Yeah.
It's a glorious day here at the Dad Bod Arena. Comfortable 74 degrees.
I also had noticed that you have special guest judge and potential contestant and demonstrator, John Moog.
Yeah, as you well know, John Moog, our afternoon guy, is the 2016 Ginger Bod Award winner for Dad Bod. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as a reigning winner, I got to say, we got some great contestants here. We have a ginger, which I might be partial to.
Yeah.
There's some skinny fat. There's some traditional Dad Bods. And I'm not going to say who's who because I don't want to sound insulting.
No, that's right.
But this is a great group.
Yeah, no, it really is. Now, the question, you and I had a discussion yesterday where I was asking if you would be willing to be our demonstrator. And you were hesitant. And I said, but I thought you wanted to compete in Mr. Dad Bod, but couldn't because of, you know, the fun haters in the law offices at CBS right. Radio in yeah. Washington, D.C. And your answer to me was...
Well, that was before I knew that I had to take my shirt off for this right. thing.
Before you knew it was shirtless, it was a great idea.
Yeah. But as you well know, I have a girlfriend now, and it's not even about embarrassing me, but I don't want to embarrass her.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Nobody very needs to see this.
No,
but,
fully.
But these guys...
Already, P1 Stacy ruining the show. Thank you.
She's the Yoko Ono of this show already now. That's fantastic. What exactly are you going to be looking for, Mr. Moog, as part of your judging process here?
Well, I'm going to be looking for, first off, comfort level, okay? I want to make sure that everybody is comfortable in their own skin, ironically enough, being the guy that won't take off his shirt.
Understood, yeah. But I feel you.
And secondly... we got to make sure that you have a legit dad bod, okay? You can't be hiding a six-pack. Jesse, the show filler, implied that he might have an ab under there that is ready to be seen.
One ab is cool. Multiple abs, not cool.
And that's all I got. The rest is just going to be pure judgment.
On my part. Might I suggest enthusiasm and maybe... Mm-hmm. Some panache,
well,
some flair.
Everybody's yeah. got their own thing. And we're all going to be part of this judging panel. So everybody's got their own thing. I was just curious, since we brought Mr. Moog in as Grand Marshal, I'm adding to his title as we go along.
Right. I like
We brought him in as Grand Marshal and special guest celebrity judge and, former demonstrator. I just wanted to get his unique perspective on the festivities. Yes, Kayla.
I will also be judging the fact that how many times your belly and or boobs, if you have them, bounce while doing the jumping jack contest.
Moobs.
Yeah, your moobs.
The moobs.
Sorry, yes.
And by the way, let it be noted, Kayla, the first one to take it there.
We we also have a special camera with a timer on it that will count how many it bounces after they're stopped moving.
Oh, awesome.
Which you will credit extra bonus points for that.
God, I love technology.
Right?
Man,
thank you, Facebook.
So as our Grand Marshal, does he know what instructions we need to give? Right now, the gentleman. Yeah, remove the gentleman. So as our Grand Marshal, please, sir, if you would give the command.
Gentlemen, remove your shirts.
All right, so the guys, here we go. Mr. Dad Bod 2017 is underway. The gentlemen are ready. Andrew, Jesse, Mr. Tim Wright, and maybe or maybe not Michael.
He's good. He's good.
They're flexing?
No, he's all right.
This are they is nice.
Is there flexing?
Well, Jesse the show filler mostly is flexing out there by turning his torso around, really
stretching.
Really showing off the belly. So.
Let's go out to the festivities, Spence.
Here in the Dad Bod Arena. Very quickly, gentlemen, would you please flex? Thank you. Oh, look at those pecs. Those are glorious. Are we ready for the first event?
I thought they were flexing. What is the thing?
I said flex. Come on, guys.
I thought they were
flex. No, you guys aren't flexing. What are you doing? Okay.
All right. Well, now to get a real idea of what a dad bod does. And once again, we're on Facebook Live, and Fox 5 is filming as we speak. Our first element of competition in the Mr. Dad Bod 2017. Gentlemen, 10 jumping jacks. On your mark. Get set. Go. Count them off.
One, two,
and they're doing it in unison.
Four,
they look amazing.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Okay, now based on that, who had the most jiggle? Who had the most? Who had the most action?
Ooh.
From my viewpoint, I would have to give that event to Andrew. Lots of jiggle, lots of heavy breathing.
Heavy breathing. Oh,
that's
good.
Tim. That's Mr. Tim Wright right there.
Oh, is that Mr. Tim Wright?
Yes.
From left to right, and I can't see everybody from where I'm at.
You have Tim Wright to the left. You have Jesse, the show filler, in the center left. To the center right, you have Andrew, and then the far right, maybe or maybe not Michael.
Yeah, Michael is right. Michael is right on the verge of being just a little too yoked out for this contest. I'm just saying. Michael's just a little, he's close.
But you know what I appreciate about it? He's got tattoos on his arm. Very dad-like move there. So that adds to your body right there. Appreciate
Spence
it.
Gives round one to Mr. Tim Wright. Let's go to our special guest celebrity judge, John
Rogue. You know what? I'm also going to go with Tim Wright. He had a lot of flair while he was going it, and he was the only one that was really counting that I noticed. And he was going, one, two, three. Oh,
and someone out of breath. Yeah, someone out of breath at the end. That's good. So there's two votes for Mr. Tim Wright. Kayla.
I'm going to go with Andrew. Even though not a lot of facial expression, I did appreciate the belly jiggle. So my vote's for Andrew.
Put that in for Andrew. So there we go. Now we move on to the second round of competition. This is our hula hoop competition. Spence.
Yes, each contestant now has a hula hoop. Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, move forward. Get your space. And
now,
we will hula hoop for...
Now we're looking for form.
We're looking for form.
We're looking for form, and we're looking to see who can last the longest with their dad bod. And by the way, to fully evaluate form and function, I think hula hoop, you know, after jumping jack's good.
Right.
Hula hoop really lets you know what that dad bod can do.
Yeah,
That's right. So, Spence, whenever you're ready, sir.
Hula hoopers, are you ready?
Yes.
Sure. Are you ready?
Ready! Yes!
One, two, three, hula hoop! And we're off. Tim's is down around his knees already. Jesse's got it around his chest onto the ground. Nobody lasts at all for any length of time. Oh, Andrew, not bad. Mike, no. This is a sad display, Chet.
There are guys who I understand are trying multiple times.
Yes, they all are because they can't keep it up.
Whose hula hoop stayed up the longest?
Probably Jesse's because he started at his boobs.
And by the way, stop trying to be dirty, Kayla.
Keep going, gentlemen. We're not done yet.
We were done quite a while ago, weren't we? Oh, and the mic goes down.
Oh, no.
The mic gets knocked out of Spence's hand.
Spence,
if you had to guess, which one actually did last the longest? Are you going with Jesse the show filler?
Yes.
Score round two. For Jesse, the show filler.
Good job, bud.
Just let them keep going. They don't need that. Just let them keep
going. They're getting winded, Chet. I can see them out there.
Let them keep hula hooping. They'll figure it out. Our final round of competition will involve belly bongo. So far, it is a dead heat between Jesse, the show filler, Mr. Tim Wright, and Andrew, after two rounds of competition, can Michael find his way back?
Yeah.
And who will be Mr. Dad Bod 2017 next?
No way. You gotta get on love. Las Vegas wakes up laughing with Chet Buchanan and the Morning Zoo on 98.5 KLUC.
As we make our way to the final round of the 7th annual, second time we've ever done it, Mr. Dad Bod 2017 contest. The guys were a little winded after hula hooping. Yeah, Tim, you were saying it's rougher than you thought.
Man, I'm still winded. It's like an hour at the gym.
Jesse was having a hard time. Where did you say you were feeling pain?
You know, my calves are, and my thighs are just done for. I think I was doing it wrong, man.
It's possible. I think it's possible. Everybody, Andrew, you holding up all right?
I'm fine.
How do you think you're doing so far?
I would like to think I'm doing phenomenal.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of really good dad bods over here, so you know competition's pretty stiff.
Dude, yeah, it's like the Lakers Celtics back in the day. If you watched that on ESPN last night,
oh yeah,
it's like the Cavaliers and Warriors last year, not this year.
I think a distinct advantage though for Andrew is this sweet Batman tattoo on his shoulder.
Yes!
Facebook Live, I don't know if you can see that, but that is impressive.
The Dark Knight tattoo.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I got to be honest. That just changed everything for me. Except for the odd grouping of chest hair that Jesse, the show filler, has.
Yeah, what is that?
What happened?
This was like a razor accident, I think.
I was going to say, or is that a burn?
Yeah.
This
was like a waxing attempt.
And okay.
You know,
he does. He shaves the breast, but keeps it in the middle.
Well, you got to look like you're at least, you know, 30, right?
Yeah. So. I like Tim, with just with the drawers kind of hanging out above the shorts.
Yes.
Just kind of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it works out. It works for me.
He just came from a wedding, I guess.
He's a good guy. Also, sweet artwork on Michael. That's good. How many of those are from the service?
None.
None? How many are prison?
None.
Really? Okay.
All post-service in prison?
Yep.
Excellent. No, it's good. It's good work. Which one's your favorite?
These two. It's my mom's name and my daughter's name.
Oh, very sweet.
See, sentimental votes.
Give Michael a point.
I like the Dark Knight, but then the sentimental vote. It's Father's Day weekend.
Yeah.
All right. So our final round of competition involves Belly Bongo. And by the way, we didn't ask John Moog, who do you believe won round two, the hula hooping? From what I understand, Jesse, the show filler, actually did keep his hula hoop off the ground the longest, but only because, as Spence said, he started where?
At his boobs.
So good. Who do you believe won round two?
This is tough because I'm getting jaded because they're all such great people, but I think I'm just going to go with performance, and that's going to go to Jesse.
Okay. So another vote for Jesse.
Yes.
That's a good answer.
And Kayla, hula hoop.
Hula hoop competition for me went to Michael.
Oh, Michael.
Yes, Michael.
Michael. Wow.
Yes.
Pulls back in the game.
Gave a lot of effort there, yep.
All right. Our final round is Belly Bongo. Now, one might think, yeah, sure, Jesse the show filler, getting ready.
Sure.
How do you believe that this is going to go, Jesse? The show
I think this is my strong event here. I think I've been practicing this for a few days. I think I've got this down.
So you are quite proficient at playing a song on your belly.
Yes, sir.
Well, how are you at playing a song on another man's belly?
Oh!
Oh, no.
Thompson's College.
Sure, anybody can play a song on their own belly. But can you play a song on another man's belly so that it will be recognizable? I think not. So, Jesse, since you have gone first, and you, as I wrote down, was contestant number two, 2 and 3 will go together. So, Jesse, please turn to Andrew to your right and perform your song, please. Now, here's how this is going to work. We, the judges, will all attempt to identify what song they are playing. They will get 20 seconds because I thought 30 was excessive.
Yes.
They'll get 20 seconds to play the song and see if we can identify it. At the end, if we can't identify anyone's song, then it will just go to the judges of who we thought did the best job.
Okay.
All right.
So, Jesse the show filler, on Andrew's belly.
All right, here we go.
Your song, please. Oh, wait a minute. Spence got it. Go. What do you got?
Wiggle.
Is it
Jason
Wiggle?
Derulo.
Oh, it's right.
Yeah.
It's right.
Wow.
Jesse, that's strong. And that was only 16 seconds in. 16. If it's close, we'll have to check the tape because I didn't really start the clock on time. But, all right. Now, Andrew, if you will return the favor and play your song on Jesse the Show Filler's belly. Start whenever you are ready.
He's trying to come up with a song right now.
Trying to think of a song.
Okay. We are on live radio.
All right.
All right.
He's time's ready. A wasting.
Rubbing his hands together. Make sure they're warm.
On your mark, get set, go.
I know this.
The Macklemore. No?
No idea.
I know this.
All right, time.
Wow.
Is it Macklemore? Is it Macklemore?
It is not.
See, I would just say yes to anything.
Yeah. But,
it was not. Thank you for being honorable. That's going to score points with me in the end. If there's a tie, it goes to you because you're honorable.
Thank you, sir.
Any idea?
Chainsmokers? I don't know. Chainsmokers?
Yeah. Moog, thoughts? Thoughts?
I have no idea, though. He did look very passionate playing.
I did appreciate that.
As a musician, I saw his eyes, and he was very focused.
Yeah, he reminded me, as a musician, with your tuba. Yeah, yes. It's excellent. No, you reminded me of the lead singer of Coldplay while he was doing it, but I don't know why. Spence? Thoughts?
Chris Brown. It's a Chris Brown track.
What song was it?
It was One by Metallica.
Oh, see.
But now you've gone out of format, and that would have been really tough.
That confused us.
I could have, we could have played One by Metallica, and I wouldn't have known it was One by Metallica. All right, no points there.
All right.
Now, Tim and Michael. Tim, you ready?
Yes.
Tim's going to play his song, 20 seconds, Belly Bongo. So far, Jesse is the only one that's been guessed. Whenever you're ready, sir.
Real quick, Mike, how do you feel about another man patting your belly?
It's not my favorite thing.
Okay.
I got to be honest, not my favorite to watch. Okay, on your mark, get set, go.
And on this farm we have a E-I-E-I-O.
Is it Old McDonald?
Twinkle, twinkle.
Close enough, right? I mean, that's a challenge.
I think it's a nursery rhyme.
Nursery rhyme, yes? Nursery rhyme, yes?
Yeah.
Judges?
Yeah! They all follow the same quote.
12 seconds.
And Mike, you know, the most important part of any new relationship is reciprocation. So
here's what's funny about this, too, is these poor guys are in here with their shirts off, and the door is open, and with bodies moving in and out of our studio, and it's well chronicled with Kayla's issues with our air conditioning, it might be 38 degrees in here now.
Yeah, and I turned it down just a little bit just to get the pecs hard.
Yo, my shirt's on and my nipples are hard.
Jesse right now is cutting glass.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, let's get this over with then. Michael, 20 seconds, Belly Bongo. Just
trying to figure out what song to play.
Exactly.
Don't do One by Metallica.
Yeah, I would do something that we might know.
Random symbols. I don't know what to call this song. Nothing.
I feel like Tim knew based on the patting on his own belly.
I was trying to kind of like absorb the frequency, but I'm still trying to figure this out.
Here's the part that I love too. Tim was playing his on Michael's belly, he was looking him right in the eye.
Yeah, exactly.
Which was awesome. Boy, I don't.
Passion is key when it comes to this.
Yeah, no, true. I got nothing on that. Michael, what was it?
I don't have a clue.
Which, wait a minute, is also what I said, is also what Kayla said, is also what Moog said, is also what Spence said. Yes! All right.
Oh, wow.
We'll tally up the scores. We'll come back with our Mr. Dad Bod 2017 closing ceremonies and our winner next on 98.5 KLUC.
Get up!
The funniest way to wake up in Las Vegas. Chet Buchanan and the Morning Zoo on 98.5 KLUC.
And by the way,
Chet Buchanan and the Morning Zoo on 98.5 KLUC.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for the results. The 7th annual. Second time we've ever done it.
Yeah.
The 7th annual Mr. Dad Bod 2017 contest. Special thanks to all of our contestants, to Andrew, to Jesse, to Mr. Tim Wright, to maybe or may not be Michael. Thank you to our special guest, celebrity judge, and wisely not our demonstrator, John Moe.
Yeah,
that was smart. That was a smart move.
Mr. Sure. Ginger Dad Bod 2016.
True.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true, as proclaimed by his new girlfriend, P1 Stacy.
Yes. Right?
Which is great. But how's that going, by the way? We haven't...
Really well. We should have a whole conversation about it.
We haven't gotten up into your business lately, so I just figured we might as well do it.
Well, you know, she's super smart.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I don't understand all the words she's saying, but she's teaching me things, so watch out. I'm going to come back with super vocabulary.
You actually used a word the other day, and I went, that's not a word he normally uses.
He actually got one of those,
got
like,
that from her.
He got one of those, like, word of the day calendars just to sound smart around.
No,
her,
I get
like,
it, bro.
Dang it.
I get it. I totally married up in the brains department. Yeah, in every department. I totally married up, so I feel you. I get what you're going through.
Oh, yeah.
But thank you for your service today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me.
We want to bring in a dad bod expert, and thank you for volunteering. It's awesome. So, here's what we have. Ladies and gentlemen, here are your results.
Tres, two, uno.
In third place, receiving a trophy, receiving delicious Chick-fil-A. And oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, Mr. Moog has 51's tickets for everybody.
Ooh, okay.
51's tickets for everyone. I just like calling you Mr. Moog. I don't know why.
I like Afternoon Superstar John Moog.
Afternoon Superstar John Moog, yes, which I trademarked 2017, Chet Buchanan of the Morning Zoo. Everyone gets 51's tickets. In third place, receiving the same size trophy as everyone else, but it just says third place.
Four, tres, two, uno.
Jesse the Show Filler! Receiving delicious Chick-fil-A. What else did you give him there, Kayla? He looked like he had a handful of stuff.
He gets 6 gift cards to Chick-fil-A, as well as a Bubby's University gift card, as well as Juan's Flaming Fajitas, a mini trophy. No sash, though.
I just noticed the Chick-fil-A gift cards might be expired, but nonetheless, congratulations.
They're Chick-fil-A gift cards.
Yeah. No, they're not. They're not. You have 2 days.
I know. It was
you still have 2 days? All right, go this weekend. In second place of the 7th annual 2017, or Mr. Dad Bod 2017 contest, the 7th annual, the second year we've done it.
Yes.
In second place, this was really tough. And I'll tell you what, he came roaring back at the end. Maybe or may not be Michael! Yay! If we could have Andrew and Mr. Tim Wright face each other in the center of the stage and hold hands. No, you don't have to.
Yes.
Hold
hands. No.
All right, hold hands. Hold hands. Well, in the event that Mr. Dad Bod 2017 cannot fully fulfill his duties, then actually Michael would have to take over, but we just wanted to have you guys hold hands for the cameras. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dad Bod 2017...
Spelled up.
Mr. Tim Wright! Yeah!
What can I say? I think so much. Woo! Man, I've been working out for this. Oh my God, I haven't been working out at all.
The judges especially liked your enthusiasm. They liked your spirit. They liked your dad bod.
They liked
everything about you.
I've been working. Thanks.
Mr. Dad Bod 2017. Oh, the tiara is on.
The sash is on.
By the way, thank you again to Andrew, who's also got 51's tickets and Chick-fil-A gift cards. Yes. Let's also make sure that Mr. Tim Wright has his Bubby's University gift cards.
Definitely.
He's got his Juan's Flaming Fajitas gift cards.
Got my sash.
And he's got his 51's tickets and all of that, because he is Mr. Dad Bod 2017.
Yeah.
Jeff Buchanan in the Morning Zoo, 98.5 KLUC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.